The number of cholera cases in war-torn Yemen has now exceeded 200,000, confirming the status as the world's worst cholera outbreak. The spread of the epidemic is staggering. More than 1,300 people have died from the disease, a quarter of them are children, and there are 5,000 new cases reported every day. And after 2 years of war between government forces and the rebel Houthi movement, the country is on the brink of starvation and medical aid is scarce. Earlier, I spoke with Dr. Sharon Varki, Yemen's acting representative for UNICEF, who is in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a.
The situation in Yemen is fast changing from dire to truly catastrophic. We now know that the total cases have crossed the count of 200,000. This outbreak is largely a direct result of 2 years of a devastating conflict, rising rates of malnutrition, a crumbling economy, and of course, a near to total collapse of the basic social service systems related to water, sanitation, and health. Another major problem is that a large majority of the public service sector workers have not received salaries since the last 9 months. So all these factors are really fueling the outbreak. And the situation is truly alarming.
The situation certainly is alarming. Children under the age of 18 account for close to half of the cases of cholera and a quarter of the deaths. And we're hearing reports of one child falling sick from cholera almost every 60 seconds. Tell us about that, the challenge that is posing for health agencies.
The outbreak is truly overwhelming, and it has been difficult to keep up with the speed of the spread. And as you know, in the children of Yemen are facing a chronic as well as acute nutrition crisis. 17 million people in Yemen are food insecure, of which 7 million are severely food insecure. They don't know where their next meal will come from. A lot of children are going to bed hungry. All these factors are causing children to be more susceptible to the disease. The conflict also makes it difficult to deliver care where it is required. More than 50%, close to 55% of health facilities are no longer functional. Mm. So it is very difficult to deliver services. And one way we are doing this is reaching out through an army of community health volunteers. So we are reaching to communities and every household with the necessary care and also equipping families with awareness on how they can protect themselves and their families from this dreaded disease.
Can we talk about that message? Because there's almost a door-to-door, a house-to-house effort going on. The UN is deploying these rapid response teams. And as you say, they're trying to get the message to households right across the country, teaching people how to protect themselves by cleaning and storing drinking water. But is it a challenge that is almost impossible to meet? As you say, clean water is in short supply. Malnutrition is rife. There are so many levels of problem that are making this population vulnerable. Is it possible to get on top of this challenge?
We believe it is still possible, but definitely our efforts have to be scaled up to a great extent. One important challenge is reaching each and every household. And we are deploying an army of 40,000 health volunteers. These are community volunteers who are doing a heroic task by going house to house. Resources are a major challenge. And as you know, the Yemen Pledging Conference, there was a request for $2.1 billion to address the humanitarian needs. Of this, only $1.1 billion was committed. So there is a resource gap as well. Mm. So if the resources are available, we are confident that with the help of our partners, we will be able to scale up these interventions and reach every child.
How much does the war, the conflict, which has affected so many millions of lives in Yemen, how much is that exacerbating the spread of this disease and the efforts to get on top of it?
War is the primary cause, and as you know, we are also facing the risk of famine due to the food insecurity as well as the high rates of malnutrition. And we believe that in Yemen, the answer to address the risk of famine is not rain, but peace. And a resolution to the conflict is vitally important. Secondly, what is important is that both parties to the conflict must stop the blatant disregard of the rights of civilians and children. This is extremely important. There are areas of the country where there are active front lines of fighting, and there we are reaching through partners to make sure that all children receive the necessary care.
Can I just ask you finally, 1,300 people, it's estimated, have died from the cholera outbreak so far. More than 200,000 people are thought to have contracted the disease. The rapid spread means those numbers will rise very quickly. But it is fair to say that most people have mild cases of cholera. Not everyone dies, do they? Can you give us a bit of perspective on this?
So cholera is an acutely infectious disease which spreads rapidly if the conducive factors are available. The challenge is to make sure that treatment is available and it's appropriate and at the right time. What we see in Yemen, in spite of the large number of cases of diarrhea, roughly 80% of the cases are mild to moderate, and they can be treated with simple oral rehydration solution. What is heartening to note is that in spite of the health system being in tatters and health workers not having received salaries since the last 9 months, it is remarkable to note that the case fatality is pretty low compared to other global experiences. This means that the treatment is being provided in the appropriate way and at the right time. This gives us some hope that the situation can be tackled.
Significant challenge, even despite there's a slight silver lining there, and they need support in Yemen, that's for sure. Dr. Sharon Varki, Yemen's acting representative for the aid agency, UNICEF.